Marijuana and a pistol. Give a summary of the story and comment on the point of view. What kind of narrator tells the story? So, Marijuana and a Pistol is the story of a man named Red. He has been dumped by his girlfriend because he didn't have any money. So he goes and he buys a bunch of weed and gets really high. Then in his rush, he decides to go rob a bank. And then on his way there, he passes by a candy store and then realizes he's really hungry for candy. So he walks inside and kind of stands there for a second, getting caught up in the moment, and then ends up shooting the shopkeeper 5 times. Then he eats some candy and runs out, and in the end, he is caught by the police. So the story is told through Red's point of view, by a third-person narrator. So, characterize the main character. What do we know about his past? Does he commit a crime? And if so, what is his motive? We don't know a lot about him. It's a really short story. So, but we know he has been dumped by his girlfriend. We know that he doesn't have a lot of money. And we know he smokes weed. That's really about it. And then we can kind of figure out through that he is rather unstable, psychopathic. He's really crazy about this gun he has and gets carried away with it. So he's very unstable. My guess is that he's somewhere in his 20s, most likely a grown up, since how he'd had a girlfriend and he was broke, so he was obviously on his own. He commits the crime, he kills the guy, not really with a motive, he just does it because he's long or far away in this rush that he's in from the marijuana. Comment on the role of drugs and guns in the story. Use quote, P model. Right before Red commits the murder, we learn how he feels in that exact moment. He felt on the brink of a powerful sensation which he kept trying to capture, but which kept eluding him. His mind kept turning again and again to his finger on the trigger of the pistol, so that by the time the storekeeper asked him what he wanted, he was frantic and he pulled the trigger 5 startling times. Page 187, lines 32 through 37. So, this shows that the only reason he commits the murder is because he gets completely carried away. He's in the middle of an adrenaline rush. He's laughing. He thinks it's hilarious that he has this gun and that he has all this power in a candy store. He seems like he's absolutely crazy, which is probably because he's really high. So they say he's frantic, so he just gets so excited and gets so caught up in the moment and he goes with it because, like it said, he didn't want the powerful sensation to elude him. He wanted to stay in that adrenaline rush. He didn't want it to leave. He liked the moment, so he went with it and fired the gun again and again. Sum up your reading. What kind of crime story is it? And is it possible to insert the story into the triangle of crime and the traditional structure of a crime story? Marijuana and Pistol is a hard-boiled crime because it doesn't really have that structure that we're used to when we read a crime story. We're used to a detective, and then the detective solves the crime, and then we have the murderer. But here, we meet the murderer, and we follow his journey, and then in the end, he's caught by the police, so probably, my guess is there was not a lot of investigation in this case. I think they knew what he'd done when they got him the police. So it's very untraditional, and therefore it can't really be put into the triangle of crime because it's not made for it. It's made a completely different way. So definitely a hard-boiled crime story. To put the story into perspective, compared with John D. McDonald's The Bullet Slide. The Bullet Slide was more of a traditional crime story where we had a detective, we had the detective's good friend, and then we had a crime, and then we ended up figuring out who committed the crime. Now, the one thing that they really do have in common is that it kind of focuses on guns and the fascination of guns. This story, the Red, he gets really caught up with it and just loves the thought of his gun. In the Bullet Slide, the main suspect, the first suspect, he was the suspect because he was really fascinated with guns, even though he was innocent. He had a lot of guns and was just crazy about it. So that's the one thing that kind of goes again and that resembles the Bullet Slide is this fascination of guns. So that's, yeah, if I were to put it into, like, to compare it, I would compare it with that.